Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, talk on the kinky scale. It's coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Baseball is a noble sport, clean and clear in a way other sports are not. It is made up of statistics and strategies and choices.
It's a memory that I'll cherish for a lifetime. We've got these great seats down the right field line, just at the edge of the outfield grass. The Royals were playing the White Sox. It was a one-run game, and suddenly my dad says, "Let's take off our shirts, hop the fence, and beat the out of the first base coach."
Baseball is a game that unites fathers and sons, connects them with the past, and offers a glimpse of the future.
I remember the first game my dad took me to, like it was yesterday. The smell of the fresh-cut grass, the taste of a hot dog, and especially the crack of that guy's skull as my dad slammed his head into the urinal during the seventh inning stretch. Like all fathers, I wanted to create shared experiences with my son. And you know what? When we were beating the out of that coach's ass, I felt like my old man was looking down from heaven, or wherever he is, and smile. We took our shirts off so that we'd be easier to spot at the bottom of the pile on SportsCenter. That videotape is something my son will always have, along with his assault conviction. Both will remind him of his dad while I'm in prison.
That's what I think of now when I think of baseball.
Baseball is punctuated with rhythms and movement and more nut-adjusting than at a gathering of obsessive, compulsive squirrels. Most of all, it is about time and timelessness, speed and grace, and whipping baggies full of urine at the outfielders.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see. Jess Hooker, Christy Lee, Pat Godwin, Josh Arnold, Ace Cosby.
Your name will be Mud, my mom used to say a lot. You keep that up, your name will be Mud.
My name is Mud.
What is that reference?
I don't know. I've heard it.
The Dr. Mud was his doctor.
Your name
Right. Remember that show we watched, Tom?
Yes.
That's right.
Tom and I watched a show together for a very rare occasion.
Together?
Yes, together. We
got together.
Ate popcorn and played footsie with each other.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
No.
More Orange Crush, Tom?
Oh. He had an Orange Crush. I had a Fresca.
What was it called again?
Manhunt.
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 Hunt.
I said Manhunt.
It was a good show.
Yeah?
Yeah. Except for, go ahead.
What was the problem?
Remember the one scene where he goes...
Oh, there was...
Patton Oswalt's
character. Booth did not have a VW bug. I remember that.
That is... Yeah, they took some liberties with that.
Yeah.
No, Patton Oswalt walks in, and he's a very fine comedian. He walks in, and his line was, we've got the intel on the so-and-so.
Oh.
Really? I still think that was a word in 1865, give or take a year.
I don't think so.
Intel.
There were a couple of other.
It may have been. Who knows?
Issues.
Some anachronisms.
We're finding his cell phone app. Yeah. Never mind. It was a good show.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
And let's not forget the fact that Lincoln shot himself.
That's true.
A lot of people don't like to talk about that.
That's true.
I mean, it was a boring
play.
There
are two. And also that Mary Todd did it.
She drug him there, didn't she?
Okay, that's none of this is helping.
I don't want to go.
Is sports over, mercifully? Or?
Is it?
How am I not supposed to take that personally? Yes, sports is over.
Okay.
Scientists have developed a new scale that can determine how kinky you are.
Oh.
Given the diverse ways people experience kink.
Well, let's see.
A team of researchers led by Liam Wingnall of the University of Brighton.
I'm Liam Wingnall.
I changed my name. It used to be Wingnut.
Developed the kink orientation scale to capture the full spectrum of kink engagement.
Kink orientation.
Kink encompasses a wide range of sexual practices that fall outside of what many consider normative sexual activities, including the infliction or reception
of pain.
The use of specialized gear to enhance sensory experiences. Creating the scale involved compiling a concise collection of 18 questions that capture a broad range of kink-related experiences, providing other researchers with a more nuanced and inclusive way to study this particular aspect of human sexuality.
We got to get our hands
questions?
On the, yeah, we got to get our
I was just
going to
say what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Oh, we need to do the scale. We need to do the
do
questions.
You have the questions?
I don't. I mean, I'm guessing I'd probably score a 0. Josh, probably a 10.
What? Pain?
What
I don't know.
I'm out. No pain.
I don't mind giving a little pain.
All right.
Well, if they misbehave, I think.
No, if she says, hey, why don't you...
Smack my ass.
Yeah.
That.
Right.
Smack my ass.
I'm going to regret saying that.
But that's along those lines, right?
Right.
I'm trying to find some.
I'm trying to find it, too.
Here we go. I got some of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I will give you honest answers.
All right.
Okay. The first one's is pretty open and generic. I would describe myself as kinky. And then you answer, strongly disagree,
well, I'm not going to do your research for you.
right.
Well, because you answered that you were kinky, I guess you're kinky.
That should be the last. That should be what they tell you, right?
Yes.
Here's one. Pain can be fun in a sexual context.
I agree.
Well, you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat agree.
Can I just say a polite no thank you?
I somewhat agree.
That question was thought up by someone who hasn't had their ass kicked, okay?
Boy, am I glad you said kicked.
Me too.
Again, I don't necessarily like receiving it, but I will I'll hurt you, baby.
Sex toys. Sex toys are important to me.
Important? Again, now, I'm a...
Chrissy, excuse me.
Middle.
Can I give you a little tip?
I'm a middle, too.
Yeah.
The next time you do that,
yeah.
Say, I'm reading from...
I'm reading from...
Because... All of a sudden, if anyone just tuned in,
yes,
so far we've
true.
Got Jess saying smack my ass, yeah. And Christy going, saying sex
toys are important to me.
Jason, these two are going to go at it.
Jason, mark this down. You're going to need to edit this for tomorrow's
but
show.
But I think they
sex
are
toys
kinda.
Are important in sex. Let's phrase it that way. Are they important
I'm
in
a,
sex?
Middle. I'm middle. Yeah.
Okay. I feel comfortable visiting a sex shop offline and online.
I'm fine with it. Yes.
No way.
Oh yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Not no way.
I can't even drive by.
No way.
He doesn't even like the question.
I'm not gonna walk into anal vice for their
that's
annual,
a great name
annual Christmas anal kinky vice. Sale.
I think you'd be more nervous that someone would see your car or see you walk in, right?
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, and I've said this before a million times, where we live is the largest small town in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially because everybody knows us. Tom,
okay.
We're stars.
I often talk about...
I can't tell my story on the air of what I told you guys about.
Well, then the
magic show.
Now you have to.
I often talk about my sexual interests with my sexual partner.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Tom never does that, do you?
What? You got to let her know what you like and what you dislike.
That's right.
I think it's quite clear.
You don't keep a list and check
Well, sometimes.
I think it's quite clear.
Yes, there can be evidence.
Now, Christy, do you have the same list I have?
I have outfits I wear when having sex.
No.
I don't care for outfits.
I have the questionnaire from the story you gave me.
Neck.
No, wait a second. It's in a different order. I have it too now.
Okay.
Josh, you seem to be the one I knew this would be the case, scoring pretty high in the kink scale. Do you indeed have outfits you wear? And may I modify the question make it a two-parter?
Yeah.
In the history of the partners that you may or may not have had,
right?
Have you ever had them dress up in outfits?
Okay. I do not have outfits, and I have no real interest in... I mean, if she came to me and said, hey, I would love it.
Hold a trident?
If you, yes.
With an erection.
Or Renaissance festival thing.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. But
you don't have the underpants with the elephant on the front?
No, no. I have had partners that have dressed in one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we discuss the costume, or is it too personal?
It's not too personal.
Can we guess?
Microphones
is it time sensitive, if you will?
Is there an age issue involved in the costume?
Stop.
Is it indicative
of
a year?
It's your fantasy, not his.
Kind of.
Uh-oh.
And that's why she still had her cheerleader outfit from high school.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
College.
She still had that.
That would be the better way.
No, it was from high school. But she was well above college age.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, there is a costume that I would like to be incorporated at some point.
What's that?
For you or for her?
For her to wear Catwoman. Yeah. I would really
enjoy
it.
That's a good one.
I would
Halle Berry Catwoman?
Sure.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
They're all the
Eartha
same.
Kitt.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Any Catwoman.
A rare one.
Was that like plastic?
God.
What was that?
My God, so
like
long
a
as
polyurethane.
Catwoman.
Yeah.
Catwoman. Just any.
We were talking about this scientific scale that has been developed by Dr. Liam Wignall.
Please call me Wiggy.
And I'm reading this verbatim. He developed the kink orientation scale to capture the full spectrum of kink engagement.
All right.
They go on to define kinkiness as something that falls outside what many consider normative sexual activities.
Right. And I don't agree with the survey, really. I don't think...
Well, it's like a lot of this stuff is done by asking people what they do. So the point here is we were talking with Josh, and Josh, of course, seems to score higher on the kinky scale than the rest of us, and we have actually found...
I think he's just honest.
Yeah,
exactly. He's just honest about it.
No, I'm being perfectly honest when I'm telling you that...
Oh, we're not questioning you at all.
You and I are both giving honest answers, and I certainly score higher than you do.
And the last one you discussed was you were very open about an encounter you had with one of these ladies that you've...
it was a girlfriend, yeah.
Yes, and she dressed up.
She had her...
The question was, do you like it when they dress up?
That was fun, yeah.
And she dressed up as a...
cheerleader. She had her old cheerleader outfit.
Do you have any fantasies, like woman in, say, a pizza delivery costume?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know, for a second there, I thought we were talking as friends.
Yeah.
I did.
He'll do that.
He likes to lull you into it.
Oh, yeah, he'll do it. Hey, buddy, I was thinking.
I couldn't.
Well, Tom, is there any outfit out there at all?
Oh, I got this.
I got one.
I can answer this for Tom.
Character costume that you think would be...
I don't think we can say.
No. Character, no.
Okay.
There might be outfits.
It's bib overalls, no shirt underneath.
That's always...
I like that.
Always a winner.
But I wouldn't want, Elvira or some,
Oh, God, I forgot about Elvira.
That would be... Your pants would become immersive with...
your pants would do what?
They become immersive with DNA or something.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Do you have the questions over there, Christy?
Yeah, it's important to chat with somebody before having sex with them.
I would say so. Yeah,
that
yes,
that works.
You need to know.
I ain't paying you to talk.
We need to know if she takes a shower. Yeah,
that's an actual question.
What are the optional answers?
Oh, that's the same one. Strongly disagree. Somewhat disagree.
How would you? Who would
neither
disagree
agree
with
or
that?
Disagree.
Well, no, I would argue that
some strongly agree.
Very kinky would disagree.
Yes, exactly. They would want to not have any conversation just have sex.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
Casual sex is fun. That's a question.
Well, of course it is.
I don't know.
You don't know?
A lot of women need to
lighten up. Is that what you're going to say?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't have sex with him. He's a friend of mine. Well, that's why you can have sex with him.
That's true. It's a lot safer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can trust each other. Well, it'll change the friendship. Not for the guy, it won't.
It'll make it better.
Having chemistry with sexual partner is important.
Yeah, well, of course.
People might disagree with that.
So this one, I assume that the opposite of that would be...
Not having chemistry.
Anything. There's nothing at all that you can stand about this person.
Why would that be attractive? I mean,
because it's so
I see what
perverted.
You're saying.
Mm. I mean...
Hate sex.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound fun to me.
No. Here's one for you,
that
Tommy.
That sounds funny.
What's that?
Yes.
It goes along with the other one earlier. I feel comfortable purchasing items from a sex shop. Oh, offline or in store.
I feel comfortable purchasing sex.
Doesn't say that.
No, because first of all, if you have to use a credit card, you're going to get on some list. And then you're going to start getting, emails, from Rogers, backdoor rogering service or something.
Rogers, backdoor rogering.
Most of these the stores are a little smarter than that, and they don't name themselves.
Oh, you're on a list.
Oh, Jesus. Here's one. I like my sex to incorporate a power dynamic.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that can be very fun. Sure. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means...
You don't do anything until
submissive.
I tell you.
Being submissive to someone else. Right.
You'd like that, Tom.
You're either a dom or a sub.
Yeah there you go.
What are you, a dom or a sub, Tom?
You think you're...
You guys are talking code. Is this Domino's or or Subway?
Domino's or Subway, yes. Domino's or Subway? If that weren't so funny, I might be upset.
If we had planned that, I would have... The fact that Dom and Sub came out...
That's very funny.
I've never heard of that. I don't follow that.
Dominant or submissive.
Okay, I think you'd do well being dominated. In a situation.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
It can be quite thrilling.
I would hardly allow that.
I don't know.
It's fun.
Okay.
Really? To be domed?
How about this one, Josh?
Yes.
And I think we can answer this one for you. The question is, you're answering this. My friends describe me as kinky.
Probably. But I think most would say straightforward or honest. Yeah.
Adventurous.
Yeah. I don't get why all adults aren't just talking about sex all the time.
It's the funnest thing to talk
about. It's so fun.
The most fun.
Yeah. It's so fun.
How about this one? Do you have niche sexual interest? And that's niche. not niche.
Niche.
Why do you do that?
Oh, I think what Tom's saying is other people have nieces that I might think are
Oh,
not.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all nieces.
Yeah, whoever Charlize Theron's uncle is, I could look at him and say, I think your niece is hot.
I love my nieces to pieces.
Okay.
Yes, I do have niche things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Specific spheres.
Yeah, fetishes and stuff, sure.
Of interest.
Okay. Your sexual interests can be risky. Is that that's a question.
Oh, not so much.
Not like public intercourse.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That would be risky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
I don't
knife
like that
play.
Either.
There's a certain risk to that.
Sure, you don't like public sex?
No. Gosh, no.
Or,
no.
Or I think also kidnapping.
Kidnapping
Rock's girlfriend.
That could be very
risky.
That would be very risky.
I could maybe see like in front of a window at a high-rise hotel or something like that, but nothing like down at a...
Not on like
square
in a park or something.
Yeah.
In front of a window.
I did it in a gazebo on a golf course once.
No kidding.
Did people play through?
They were playing. I mean, we could see them playing golf.
They couldn't see you, though?
If they did, they saw a woman sitting on my lap.
Oh,
that's, that's what they saw.
Here's what needs to happen now, to you after that revelation. You need to be institutionalized.
You think so?
You're
no,
a sick
no,
and twisted,
no,
awful person.
No.
Now, here's the thing. It was on a lunch break. We both,
oh, it was lunch break. You
we both worked. We both worked at the same place, and we just wanted to quickly. And so we went to the. She
wanted the raise.
She was way into
she's
it.
Getting it. Oh.
I would have preferred to be in a bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So.
Well, that was very polite of you to give her what she
wanted. Was it your girlfriend or a coworker?
It was a coworker.
Did you do any golf jokes? Like, I'm gonna get a hole.
You know what? There were way less puns than you would think.
Nothing about a golf pencil.
Nah.
I agree. Home run over there.
Home run over there.
Not even a quick. When you were done, ball washer joke.
Oh, there you go.
None of the classics.
No, we didn't do it.
Have you ever done that? You don't play golf at all, do you? Or do you?
No, not really.
The ball washer where you stand in the ball washer.
I have done that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, because it's kind of twisty.
And yeah. Push it up and down, makes a noise.
So don't leave. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.